This is Rayleigh Lee from the McGill Daily. Today we have Professor Norman Cornett, who was a professor at McGill and who pursued a PhD in
religious studies.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yes, with pleasure, Rayleigh. I'm an American by birth, actually from Texas, a graduate of the University of California, Berkeley. And my specialty is the relationship between religion, culture, and politics, specifically within the context of Quebec, what used to be called French Canada, and its history. So that the events of yesterday evening, the 29th of January 2017, hit me particularly hard, because we're seeing here the fruition of what has happened in the last 10 years of Quebec history and its society. In the year 2007, 10 years ago now, there was a community in Mauricie, Quebec, called Hérouville, and some of its councillors decided that they would issue a code of conduct. This code of conduct, to all intents and purposes, singled out, aimed at, Islam in general, and Muslims in particular, including that they would not allow any of their citizens to stone women, and that's just one example. As you can well imagine, this proved quite provocative. It caused a culture war in Quebec, so much so that it led to the then Premier of Quebec, Jean Charest, to appoint a very well-known sociologist, social historian, Gérard Bouchard, and internationally renowned philosopher, Charles Taylor, to a commission to study these issues called the Bouchard-Taylor Commission. They subsequently went throughout Quebec, taking the pulse of this society, and then submitted the Bouchard-Taylor Report, which had several very important, and I hasten to add, practical recommendations. How can we, I would put it this way, demythologize relationships between different religions in Quebec society? And specifically, it addressed concerns that people had about Islam in general, and Muslims in particular. For example, the clothing that's associated with women and Islam. It also addressed what are some of the religious holidays, and it came up with a very sagacious principle, basically that of reasonable accommodation. So this is the modus operandi whereby we can live in harmony in Quebec society, that we can accommodate one another. It's not going to be all or nothing for anybody. It's going to be everybody working together and getting along on this basis of reasonable accommodation. Unfortunately, the government of Jean Charest did not put this into law, so that the problem, the situation, they allowed to fester. And they lost the election here in Quebec. The Parti Québécois won. The problem continued to fester. It came up again and again periodically, and it would raise tensions within Quebec society, to which the government of Quebec proposed, under the Pauline Marois, the prime minister of the time, and her minister, Bernard Drinville, a charter of values. And this charter of values was essentially a secularist manifesto, evacuating all religious symbols from the public space and from public service. This had the effect of again firing the flames and getting the society worked up about relationships between various religions, cultures, faiths, ethnicities, languages, and they lost the election. So a new government, Liberal Party of Quebec government, came into power, the current one under Philippe Couillard. But again, and I hasten to point this out to the multimedia department of the Daily, by not addressing these issues, by not taking care of the situation and providing solutions, the government essentially buried its head in the sand and said, well, if we don't talk about it, the problem will go away. It didn't. On the contrary, in the interim, there have been attacks in Belgium, attacks in Germany, attacks in France, attacks in the United States, and as a result, there's a new government headed by Donald Trump, who has just issued presidential orders. All of this building up an Islamic antagonism, an Islamophobia, and now it has come to a head in Quebec City, tragically. And the fact that this happened in the capital of Quebec is no accident. Quebec City represents the heart of French-speaking society, culture, history, and its religion, Roman Catholicism. In fact, it was from Quebec City that Roman Catholicism spread throughout Quebec society, throughout what was called until the 1960s French Canada, and indeed spread throughout North America. And this, so what took place yesterday evening, the 29th of January 2017, was very symbolic. The perpetrator or perpetrators realizing that the La Grande Mosquée de Québec, this Islamic center, was in the very heart of Catholicism, of Quebec culture, language, history, tradition, ethnicity, decided to symbolically strike at the very heart of Islam in its house of worship, this community of faith. And that clearly the perpetrator or traitors are aiming for the psychological impact. You know, during the war in Iraq that the Americans spearheaded, they referred to weapons of mass destruction, which they never found, incidentally, as we now subsequently know. But when one or two individuals commit an act such as that which took place yesterday evening in Quebec City, it is what I call a weapon of mass psychological destruction, because its emotional impact, its sentimental sway, what it has done, is off the Richter scale. And it now behooves us as professors, as students, as citizens, to stand together, to stand united, and make it clear that when you touch the least of them, you touch us and you touch us all. And we will not, under any pretext, whether it be religious, ideological, whether it be political, whether it be cultural, linguistic, or any other, we will not accept such acts taking place on our campuses, in our houses of worship, in our society, in our cities, in our country.
Thank you. So, Trudeau, our Prime Minister Trudeau, has responded that regarding the incident, that Canadians will welcome you regardless of faith, and that diversity was our strength. And there seems to be this tension towards the Muslim community as a target of attack. Why are the attitudes towards Islam particularly violent, also considering that the perpetrators of the violence were both university students in the Francophone region? What do you think that says about privilege and the privilege regarding religion?
Well, there is a scripture that says those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And as the whole discourse surrounding what Donald Trump insists is radical Islamic terrorism, really what this issue brings up is the phenomena of domestic terrorism. So that now security has become a number one priority in Quebec, in Canada. And it is, of course, when you think of the timing that Trump wants to keep Muslims out, this extreme vetting, but that the Prime Minister of Canada responds, we, on the contrary, will welcome that. That timing was not lost on those who committed the heinous acts in Quebec City. So if Canada, if Quebec City are going to become a host city, a host society, a host country, well, this is what will happen. And while we've been very focused on Islamic terrorism, now we really need to consider seriously the phenomena of domestic terrorism. And this becomes all the more acute when we consider what has happened to our neighbors, that a racist would attack African Americans in South Carolina as they're in their church, which should be a safe place. If you cannot be safe on your campus or in your house of worship, in your place where the family and the faithful get together, where can you be safe? So it now is clearly the case that we need to stand together and we need to realize that in a principle of solidarity, the minute that a society and begins to isolate out a certain group on the basis of their ethnicity, on the basis of their religion, on the basis, or let's say on the basis of their sexual orientation, or on the basis of their language, it's the thin edge of the wedge. We are heading down a slippery slope. So tragically, what has happened in Quebec City now provides us an opportunity to affirm our unity, to affirm our solidarity, to come together. And at the same time, it is a powerful wake-up call to the government of Quebec. You knew this was coming. You had solutions that the best and brightest proposed to you, Gérald Bouchard, Charles Taylor, and you did nothing. Now is the time to do something instead of waiting to the next terrorist attack, whether it be in the name of Islamophobia, whether it be domestic terrorism. The name of the game in governance is leading, preventing the problems rather than picking up the pieces after we have left situations unaddressed, unattended.
Thank you. This would be the last question, but what does standing up to Islamophobia look like?
It looks like exactly what's happening now in the United States in response to the de facto, to all intents and purposes, ban on Muslims from seven countries that are largely Muslim majorities. Look how some of the Jewish lawyers, some of the Jewish organizations have come to the defense of Muslims, realizing that this presidential order came down on International Memorial Day for the Holocaust. And when you start sending out decrees like this and nobody reacts, then we are guilty of silence. Not acting is itself a statement. So we need to make a statement, all of us, as students, as professors, as citizens, that we are going to stand together and we will not let any group be isolated and be targeted. Make no mistake, because they were Muslims, they were targeted in Quebec City. And that's what we have to make clear. We need to see that at the end of the day, our common humanity, and defend at all cost our fellow human beings.